A joint communique on the future of the Kimberley's Fitzroy River has been released after 2 days of at times tense negotiations between stakeholders including Aboriginal traditional owners and representatives from the cattle industry. The document, called One River for All of Us, Black and White, says that the forum agreed that groundwater and surface water extraction may be considered. The stakeholders agreed not to talk about what was said inside the meeting, leaving it to the co-chairs to explain the outcome. First, here's co-chair Alastair Shields talking to Claire Moody.
I think some progress has been made yesterday and today. I think everyone understands the government's election commitment about no dams and what that means. There's some clarity still needed around exactly the definition of dam and how far it extends, but I think broadly that's completely accepted by people. I think where the progress has been made today is that there's a willingness of all parties to consider water extraction, both groundwater and surface water, and also to look at sort of off-stream storage and taking of flows during the wet season floods.
Now, there's been quite a few figures banded around, and a recent one, I think, from one of the state government ministers was they would consider something in the range of between 300 and 600 gigalitres. Did you, in this meeting, reach any agreement on what amount of water that may be able to be taken from the Fitzroy River for irrigation and other uses?
No, we didn't get to that sort of specific level, and I guess one of the things about water extraction is a total volume is really important, but a lot of it does depend on where it comes from and how it's taken. So if you're taking water from the river directly, that's one consideration, but then if you're taking water from an aquifer, depends on the extent of that aquifer, how it recharges, what other uses there are for the aquifer, and whether there are other extraction activities as well. So no, we didn't get to that level of detail.
Now, about the transparency issue, can you explain why everyone in the meeting has been advised not to speak to the media, which is the only avenue by which the wider population, who also care about the river, can know what's going on?
Right, probably is something that could be usefully clarified, I guess. There was a desire yesterday when we started the meeting for there to be really full and frank discussions, and people were keen to be able to make statements and have robust discussion in the room and not necessarily feel that their statements would be reported in other venues or potentially taken out of context. I think that the group was very keen for this communique to be issued so that people do, the broader public and stakeholders who weren't able to make it to the meeting have an opportunity to understand where the meeting got to. There's certainly no gag order on any individual organisation to speak to the media about what they see as the next steps or what they think about the outcomes of the meeting might be, but there is an agreement that people won't talk about who said what behind the closed doors.
Alastair Shields there. Co-chair Anne Paulina from the Marawara Council, that represents some but not all of the traditional owners, said some common ground had been reached at the forum, but there was still a lot to be worked out.
I think what's really important about this document is that this is an agreed principle and position that we've come to collectively, and I think that needs to be respected.
Just looking at it myself, the one point that says groundwater and surface water extraction and off-stream storage may be considered, together with pumping out the river at high flow. Okay, so that's a new position?
I think it's something that people have been thinking about, but to actually have it documented as the key principles that we agree to, start to have a conversation, because there's still some more work to be done. I mean, from the NESS scientist perspective and working with traditional owners in terms of how we might frame these sorts of things. So as I said, I think it's a good starting point, because even though it might look like it's a 1.5-page document, I think the process has showed us that we really need to be quite considered in terms of some of the issues that we're talking about.
One of the co-chairs, Anne Paulina. Martin Pritchard of Environs Kimberley, which was also a stakeholder at the meeting in Fitzroy Crossing last week, says his group will be continuing to fight against industrial-scale irrigation.
What we want to be really clear about is that the communique represents an acknowledgement of all the different views between those who think that the Fitzroy and its tributaries should be protected and those who want to put big pumps and canals into the river for industrial-scale irrigation along the river. And so there's a range of different views that's captured in the communique. From our point of view, it's really clear, and the science really backs us in on this, is that if you take large amounts of water out of the river or the floodplains, then you're going to get less critically endangered swordfish. Barramundi stocks are going to get much smaller. What we're really clear about is that we want the Fitzroy to be protected. The issue of a buffer zone was agreed to be looked into. That would protect the river. The details around it still need to be worked out.